Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and joining me today for the Coach's Corner is Port Adelaide coach Chad Corns. How are you, Chad?
Hey, g'day, Zach. Thanks for having me, mate.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for coming on board and chatting all things Magpies heading into 2017 Sandful Maccas League season. How's the pre-season been for you?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. We've had the two trial games. March 11th, we played North, had a pretty good win over them, and then last Thursday night we played Sturt, and they were a little bit undermanned. I think they were missing four of their better players, but overall, that was a 9-goal win. So the preseason results have been good. The boys have trained really strongly in both. The Power and the Magpies injury list. Well, there's not many on them, so it's a great way to go into the start of the year.
I was going to say, you must be encouraged by that. Pretty healthy. There's only sort of about three or four blokes on that list overall, so I guess it gives you an early insight into what sort of team you expect to line up with in round one.
Yeah, so the Power injury list, like you said, there's by the time we play round one next week, depending on what happens this week in the free game, obviously there could only be one or two players on that list, and out of our contracted boys, they're all available at the moment too. So it's a really good position to be in, and one that we didn't have often last year. But it's creating a few headaches. Looking at the team in advance for next week, there's going to be some guys that are going to miss out. They're going to be really unlucky.
And certainly something new for yourself. Obviously, just your second year at the helm in a full capacity as the senior coach of the Magpies. So I guess it's all new to you too.
Well, it is. Yeah, last year we averaged the 12 AFL players and 9 to 10 of the contracted boys. And if all goes to plan, with injury staying under wraps this week against Rio, we could be playing with Samo has to play, obviously, because he's the captain, but. Yeah. Other than that, there could be 20 AFL listed guys, depending on what happens. So, like I said, it's a great way to go into the start of the year.
Yeah. How do you feel going into your second year at the helm? Do you feel better prepared, Chad?
I'm not sure better prepared, but a lot more comfortable. Obviously, little things, just like knowing all the players' names and their game style and knowing the game plan and all the other coaches and just how all the system works. So, it probably is a little bit of comfort, but just knowing everyone makes you go into the year feeling a bit better about things.
Knowing opposition better too?
Yeah, well, that's right. I hadn't watched SANFL for 4 years when I was in Sydney, so it probably took me half of last year to get right up to speed with the oppo and how they played and the gun opposition players and who to watch out for. So, that also will be a bit more of a bonus this year.
What do you think you can improve on as a coach this year, being your second year?
I think just knowing the Magpies boys a lot more and just working on the player relationships with them. I found it a little hard to get around to everyone that, even the academy boys that weren't playing league footy, finding time to be able to get around and talk to them about their game and how they're going off the field and stuff like that. So that's been a big focus this year, just building those player relationships. We do a lot of work here at the Power about your teaching styles and your methods and how to deliver the appropriate messages. So I think that'll improve a lot. So overall, I think it'll be a bit more rounded and a little bit more relaxed. I was a couple of times earlier last year, emotions probably got the better of me. So that's another thing I've worked pretty hard on since then, to keep those emotions in check on game day.
You speak of the Magpie boys. There's none more loyal than Stephen Summerton, as you mentioned earlier. You must be wrapped for him to continue on as captain, and a pretty special milestone is going to be chalked up for him in about round five or so when he reaches the 200 club.
Yeah, he's obviously, you all know what Summer's done for the club, but the impressive thing for me over this pre-season, he's really stepped up his leadership and what he's saying and teaching the boys out on the track. I think he's pretty keen to get into coaching once his footy's finished, and he did the level two coaches course for the SANFL. So that's one thing that's been really noticeable is, me being able to take a little bit of a step back out on the track and the players really drive it more, and he's been the leader of that. So, when that 200 comes around, it'll be really special for him and the footy club because what he's given to us.
And we speak of loyalty. Even some of his fellow contract players now have hung around for quite some time. Guys like Louis Sharrod, Luke Reynolds and Anthony Beamans, Robbie Young, they've been there for a while and they're not going anywhere, so they must be enjoying the environment.
Yeah, it's a credit to them because, you know, some of those guys didn't play a lot of league footy this year, and they can probably see what might happen this year with, you know, we've automatically got two more players on the list and injuries are in a good spot. So there'll be times when they could deserve a game, but they're just not going to be able to just because of the system they're in. So they're here because they love the club, they love the environment. It is good to be able to come and train with the AFL boys every now and then and, you know, hang around some of the AFL coaches. So, you know, they get looked after in that way, but, you know, there might be times this year, like I said, where they're playing in the reserves when, you know, in other clubs they might be able to play league. So I really respect those boys for the attitude they bring and for their willingness to stay around the club.
And one of the new additions to the Sandful contracted players list is young Adam Marnie. Nice with another father-son coming through. Obviously the son of Wayne Marnie, who played in a few premierships for the Magpies, Chad.
Yeah, so he was injured coming back from a knee reconstruction last year, and straight away I noticed him just because of how hard he was working in his rehab, and he was at every session early doing extras always in the gym when I walked downstairs here at the footy club. So that's when I first started to notice him. And then, you know, from day one of pre-season, I just love the way he plays. He's your traditional, tough, aggressive backline player. So we pretty much decided to contract him. I can't remember the exact date, but it was a couple of months of training. And one session, he just absolutely dominated. And I pretty much on the spot said, mate, congratulations. You're in contract because of the way you've gone about your rehab and the way you play the game. So he was wrapped, and, you know, Keanu Miller, another guy that's been here for years, he was the last to receive a contract a few weeks ago after the way he played in the North trial. So, 12 contracts with three to give out, and we're probably in no rush to give them out at this stage. We'll wait and see how the early games pan out.
Yeah, for sure. When do they have to be finalised, Chad?
Top of my head, I think it's June 30 or around that around that mark,
Sure, so you've got plenty of time left. I guess the other change in the off-season has been the addition of Shane Grimm to the administration. Obviously a fantastic addition given he worked wonders with the Sturt Footy Club in the space of 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, he's been really good for me. He's got great knowledge of, well, not just Sturt, but all the other SANFL clubs. He knows the players inside and out, so... You know, obviously playing Sturt last week, he gave me some good knowledge of how they go about things, a bit of their game style, and a lot about their players. So he'll be really valuable going into the year.
And I guess Shane probably had a bit of an impact with some of the selections in terms of providing insight with some of the Sandful boys now on your list that you might have under your tutelage this year in Jared Leanett, Pete Laddams and Emmanuel Ira, and of course perhaps hopefully not for his sake, but Brett Eddy a little bit as well.
Yeah, so all those guys you mentioned, probably, you know, E-Man's still sort of learning his craft and developing really well and gets better every week. But all those other guys you mentioned, I think at some stage this year we'll have some exposure to the AFL system just by the way they've gone about their pre-season and how impressive they've been. So, you know, you've seen a little bit of what Brett's done. Jared is a very impressive player and he's, again, working really hard in his game, and he played his best game so far against Sturt, his old club, on the weekend. And Pete Laddams, for a guy that's that big, some of the stuff he does when the ball hits the ground and his agility and mobility, he's got something quite special about him. So some really exciting players, you know, coming through, that's for sure.
And just before I let you go, Chad, expectations for the year, no doubt, to get back in that top five, I would have thought, given that that's mandatory for Port Adelaide.
Yeah, it is. And it was something quite foreign to the supporters last year, so expectations are high. Yeah, we know... You know, some things depend on what happens above us, but we can control what we can control, and that's the attitude the boys bring and how hard we train and go out and attack the footy. So far this year, I can't question that. Hopefully it's the same next Friday, round one against Glenelg.
An interesting contest, isn't it? Obviously, the club that you grew up barracking and playing for, and obviously Kane's been involved with as well at the Bay, so should be a cracking contest under lights.
Yeah, sure. It's a great way to kick off the year. You know, Friday night at Glenelg. We played there last year, Glenelg Oval. Strange feeling coaching against them at Glenelg Oval just because of the history and how much time I'd spend at the ground. But, you know, as soon as the ball's bounced, you completely forget about all that. And, you know, their results this pre-season haven't been great, but they're still a really, really hard team to beat at Glenelg Oval. They play it really well, and they've got some gun players. So I'm sure it'll be a great contest, like you said.
Well, Chad, thank you very much for your time today on Sandful Radio and chatting with us for the Coach's Corner. We wish you all the best for the 27 Sandful Maccas League.
Thank you, mate. Speak to you soon.